Pastor Ted Cunningham of Woodland Hills Family Church in Branson, Missouri, is a big proponent of marriage. That's why he wrote the book, Fun Loving You, Enjoying Your Marriage in the Midst of the Grind. Pastor Ted talked about that with Focus President Jim Daly in our studio.
Ted, you end your book in a different way. You describe the final days of your wife's grandfather. What was it about this man that so impacted you and your family?
You know, he came home from World War II, came home from the Navy, and met Lorraine. And they dated for a whole week. And he, at the end of that week, said, you know, are we going to get serious or what? And Lorraine said, sure. And shortly thereafter, they were married, and I came into the family probably 17 years ago, and we got a call last summer that, you know, he only had a day or two left, and he'd been dealing with congestive heart failure for the last couple of years. And so my wife's parents live in Branson with us, and or near us, I shouldn't say with us, near us, and we loaded up in the van, drove through the night to get the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and we go in, and Lloyd had broken his hip and his leg, and they had repaired that, but they were wanting to put him on dialysis, and he was just at that place where he's looking to his family saying, please don't make me do any more treatments. I want to go be with Jesus. I want this to be the end. I want my family around me. And we were blessed with what I know a lot of families do not get, and that is we were able to be there, you know, the day before he went to be with the Lord. And so I just was, as an in-law, kind of stood back against the wall a little bit and was able to watch, you know, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren gather around his bed. And I just watched for a full day of him bless his family, just love his family, kiss his wife multiple times. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I have a 6 and an 8-year-old at the time that are able to watch great-grandma and great-grandpa who were married for 65 years.
Wow.
Here at the end, and I'll never forget Lloyd grabbing my hand and saying, Teddy, is there any way you can speed this up?
Oh, man.
And I mean, we were all a wreck. And so the doctors came in and said, Lloyd, we're good with, you know, allowing you to make this it, you know, and we'll help you do that. And so they turned off his pacemaker and they, you know, unplugged him from everything. And he still was able to talk to us, but he was done and he was really going downhill. And I'll never forget him laying back on the pillow after they unplugged everything. And these were his last words. Goodbye, everyone. I got to go. And we all just kind of stood there. And I could tell the family was thinking, well, it'll be just a few moments. And I knew it'll be hours, you know, before he's with the Lord. And there were a few times that Lloyd kind of came to, and I could kind of see it in his eyes, this look of like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Come on. I'm ready to be with the Lord. Because his family, we were all there loving him. Right before he passed away, we prayed together. We took the Lord's Supper. We sang together. I mean, we had a worship service in the room, and I'll never forget when he took his last breath, and we're all a mess, and we're entering into mourning. We go out in the hallway, and my daughter looks at my son, Carson, and says, Carson Matthew, why are you the only one in this family not crying? And my 6-year-old, oh, this is a proud dad moment. My 6-year-old looks at my daughter and says, Corinne, I have learned to control my emotions. And Lorraine came out in the hall then and asked me if I would preach Lloyd's funeral. And so the next week in Austin, Minnesota, I stood up before family and friends, and I start every funeral the same with Ecclesiastes 7:1-2, where it says, a good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. For death is the destiny of every man, and the living should take this to heart. And I said, how do we take to heart the death of Lloyd Freetag? And I just walked through his life, a life well lived. You know, a man came home from the war, dated Lorraine, they married, they enjoyed life together for 65 years. He worked in the same meatpacking plant, Hormel Foods, for 42 years in Austin, Minnesota. He was a hard worker. He prioritized marriage within his family. And I'm looking out at all the stories now in this congregation, knowing the stories, and saying, how do we take to heart the death of Lloyd Freetag? Well, in the midst of the grind, we go home and do what Ecclesiastes 9 says. We love our Lord. We go eat our food with gladness, right? God favors what we do. Go enjoy life with your wife. We have so much to learn from Lloyd. And my wife's uncle came up to me graveside, and he was emotional, Uncle Wayne. He says, Ted, will you promise you'll do a funeral for me like that one day? Mm-hmm. And I said, you got some work to do. And he laughed. I laughed. And we realized we all do. But we have these great models before us. And I just always encourage the younger generations at our church, you know, we need to look. When you go to Cracker Barrel and you see that couple enjoying life together, I do this with my kids all the time. I walk right up to the table and I'm like, I want to know. Would you help me and my kids understand how long have you all been married? And in Branson, Missouri, we get 50 years, 55 years, 65 years. And I'll go, what's the secret to 65 years later, sitting around a table at Cracker Barrel, just the two of you laughing with each other? What's the secret you're holding at? What is the secret? I want my kids to hear this because we don't have enough of these good models anymore. Mm-hmm. I said, can you tell us? And they'll be like, oh, and you know, and they'll giggle with one another. And then I always grab the bill. I always love grabbing the bill of a couple married 65 years because they can eat at Cracker Barrel for $4.32, right?
And so generous.
And it's so generous. I mean, but I really encourage, if you've made the decision to enjoy life in the midst of the grind, you need to go and find some of those couples who've lived it. And my wife and I have been blessed with some great examples of that in our lives. And so we want to be that example to our kids as well, and as Lloyd and Lorraine were to us.
That's a great target, a great goal.
We'll encourage you to read Pastor Ted Cunningham's book, Fun Loving You, and to listen to the full conversation we had with him. Details at focusonthefamily.com/radio.